sentences with one subject and one verb. All sentences consist of at least a subject and a verb. This kind of sentence is called a simple sentence, and it is primarily used in writing to emphasize important information. The subject may consist of a group of words that includes the subject noun and words that modify it. Observe the subjects in the following sentences. 1. The clover smells sweet. The clover is a noun. 2. It is a new bookcase. It is a pronoun used as a subject. 3. What they found surprised me. What they found is a noun clause used as a subject. 4. Swimming is good exercise. Swimming is a gerund used as a subject. 5. Working 10 years in the mine was enough. Working 10 years in the mine, this is a gerund phrase used as a subject. 6. To sleep in is a luxury. To sleep in is an infinitive used as a subject. 7. To be able to read is very important. To be able to read is an infinitive used as a subject. These 7 sentences represent 7 different kinds of subjects: nouns, pronouns, noun clauses, gerunds, gerund phrases, infinitive, and infinitive phrases. To advance your grammar skills, you should use all of these different kinds of subjects at various times in your writing and speaking. A sentence must also consist of a verb, stating the action of the subject. A verb, which is the core component of a verb phrase, may be accompanied by a noun phrase and a prepositional phrase. In the following sentences, observe the verb phrases. 1. My brother lives in North Dakota. 2. Zha Xing Yu is watching TV right now. 3. The mail came early this morning. 4. I was reading a book when the phone rang. 5. You will pass my class, don't worry. 6. At noon tomorrow, I'll be having lunch with Angela. 7. She has never climbed Mount McKinley. 8. I have been studying for 3 years now. 9. Grandma had already left by the time we arrived. 10. They had been playing tennis before the storm arrived. 11. By next March, we will have been married for 50 years. 12. By the end of June, Mohammed will have been working at Nissan for 5 years. You will notice in these 12 sentences, I gave you examples of all the verb tenses in the English language. For example, 1, lives, is a simple present. 2, is watching, is the present progressive. 3, came, is a simple past. 4, was reading, and rang, represents the past progressive and the simple past. 5, will pass, and do, worry, this represents the future and the simple present. 6, will be having represents the future progressive. 7, has climbed represents the present perfect. 8, have been studying represents the present perfect progressive. 9, had left and then arrived represents the past perfect in the simple past. Number 10, and arrive represent the past perfect progressive and simple past. 11, will have been married represents the future perfect. And number 12, will have been working represents the future perfect progressive. Okay, now what have we learned so far? First of all, you learned a variety of subjects that you can use in your speaking and your writing. Now, secondly, you learned how to create verbs and verb phrases, and you learned 12 different kinds of verb tenses, or you saw examples of 12 different. To advance your grammar skills, you need to make certain you know how to use these 12 verb tenses correctly. Also, you want to make certain that you use a variety of subjects in your writing. Now, finally, it's important that whatever you do, when you're speaking and writing, you want to make sure that your sentences have at least one subject and one verb in them, especially in your writing for, say, TOEFL, for example. If you make sure that your sentences have a subject and a verb in them, you won't make the error called a fragment. A fragment consists of a group of words which does not contain a subject and a verb. This is an error that's very common both with non-native and native speakers alike. You don't want to make that kind of error.